On the left side, you'll see when we use a corporation or an LLC, the structure is pretty simple. It's a single entity in its basic form. And so it's a simple organization. Limited partnerships become a little bit more complicated because you need to have two entities if you're really looking for liability protection. So, you know, you all know that, but just keep that in mind. And when you then start thinking about the tax side, with pass-through entities, we've got partnerships and S-corps. Both entities are, they're not taxed. They're simply tax reporting entities. Now, there is an exception for an S-corp. And that is if you have an S-corp that was a C-corp and it has C-corp E&P, you need to be careful about the sting tax where you have passive income over a period of time. And if you have it in three consecutive, one, you have to pay the sting tax if you have excess passive income in it with C-corp E&P. If you have it 3 years in a row, you lose your S-corp election. The other thing you have to worry about when you take a C-corp and convert it into an S-corp is the built-in gain tax under 1374. Now you have to run for 5 years before you get past the built-in gain. But those are the real issues. The other place a C-corp, an S-corp, is not a non-taxing entity is on liquidation. You are subject to the typical C-corp tax rules with respect to gain inside the entity. As you all know, C-corps are separate tax-paying entities. Well, so let's look at a real simple example. Let's assume T has both a C-co and S-co. And let's assume that T is active in both businesses. And by the way, the deck is in your material. It's got both, T's active in both of them, subject to tax at the highest marginal rates. There's no state income tax. And the companies, both companies, have $100 pre-tax income and cash. So there's no phantom income. It matches. So as you'll see on this next page, when you walk through the tax example, you'll see that our effective tax rate, if we distribute everything from the C-Corp, is 39.8%. Now, with respect to the S-Corp, it's 37%. Not a huge difference, at least in the ordinary income set. And you'll notice there's no net investment income tax here, at least on the S-Corp side. There is on the C-Corp when the dividend comes out. Well, let's take that example one step further. This time, same facts as example one, except now the income is all attributable to long-term capital gain. And there you'll notice we have a very large difference. You have the same C-Corp tax rate at 39.8% when you walk through the calculation and the distribution of the cash, whereas in the S-Corp, because you have active participation, you're not subject to net investment income tax. So your effective tax rate is 20%. So a huge benefit to being the S-Corp or pass-through entity. Okay, let's get a little bit deeper in this. So when you think about recommending an entity, and again, I think a lot of times people are somewhat dismissive of it, But I think it serves our clients well if we think through the process carefully. And I think part of that requires us understanding what the business is and understanding what the client's plans and expectations are. To me, one of the most important things then is making sure their CPA is on board with anything they are going to do. If they don't have a CPA, I strongly encourage clients to get one, and I will give them recommendations to get one, because at the end of the day, to me, the CPA is probably more important than the lawyer at the end of the day, and will keep them out of a lot more trouble. So what are the questions? Well, in my mind, what I like to think through is again, just kind of the life cycle. Well, who are the owners, and what rights and protections are important to them? What's the ownership group level of sophistication, complexity tolerance, and administrative discipline and support? To me, that's a great question for the CPA, especially one who's worked with them for a while. And how does the client intend to fund the business? That's an important question. What do they intend for governance structure? And how do they intend to operate the business? Well, what's the nature of the income? And are they wanting to keep it, you know, redeploy it within the business, or are they wanting to take it out of the business? What's their exit plan? They need to think about, Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind, and I think that's an important issue, to think about what are they going to do at the end of the day? And then the next question, or last question in my mind, is where is the entity organized? So let's look at who the owners are and what rights and protections are important to them. So these arrows, purely subjective on my part, but this is one guy's opinion. And with respect to ownership limitations, partnerships are great. There's really no ownership limitation or restriction. You do have special withholding rules, however, if you've got direct ownership by a non-resident alien. C corporations, absolutely no ownership restrictions. S corps, and one of the problems with S corps is the restrictions and the level of restrictions applicable to them. You know, you've got to be a small business corporation. And by the way, I've got my escargot paper, which goes through this in quite a bit of detail, each of these elements, along with what trusts can own stock.